Praise the Lord, good morning.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Let's open this our Bible to the book of Luke. Book of Luke chapter 18. And we will read verse 1 to verse 8. And then we will pray. And he speak a parable unto them to this end, that men should always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he be long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for the promises you give us. You teach us, to all us to pray without fainting, without failing. We continue to pray, O God. Even people unjust, wickedness rampant, they worship the wrong. They fight against the truth. They offer to Baal, but we will continue to pray. And we trust you, O God. You will bring the elect with us, those who fear you, Lord. And one day, we will meet you when you come. O Lord, with your saints, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, we trust you, O God. We magnify you, we adore you, we continue to preach and teach according to your word. O God, and we are willing to continue in the narrow way. O God, Lord, we are the widow who are waiting for you to come and take us. We will continue to knock your door persistently without failing and with a great faith that all our prayers will be answered according to your will. O God, Lord of harvest, we pray, give us the nation, the inheritance of us, our inheritance, to the very end of ages. Till you come, we will continue to go and make disciples, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all what you have commanded us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the spirit of thanksgiving and spirit of joy and spirit of contentment and gladness and gratefulness. Thank you for all the grateful people of yours that you have placed in your church, who are willingly doing the work of yours and who are willingly want to serve you and worship you. Oh God, we bless your holy name. Come now to God, let us give him thanks for all the great things, the good things, the small things, the big things, the complicated things, all the miracles, the wonders. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the spirit of joy and gladness. Let's come now also to God. Let us confess our sins and mistakes and the things that we have done against God, let us renounce them, let us give up all these things, let us come to God, for He will restore us, He will heal us, He will help us, He will guide us. O Lord, we are longing to Thee, O God. Come, O Lord, visit us, have fellowship with us. We invite You once again in our lives, restore us, O God, in the name of Jesus, as we confess our sin, as we renounce them, O God, teach us more of Your ways. Let us confess Your sin to God. He is here with us. Thank You, Lord. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive you and He will purify you from all unrighteousness. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Let's come now to God. Let us ask Him our petition, our needs. It's in His hand. Thank You, Jesus. Let's pray for our families. Let's pray for your job. Pray for your good health. Pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit to go and serve Him. Lord, hear us. Bless our families, our spouses, our children. O God, let Your will be done. O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, lead us and guide us, support us and strengthen us. Lord, hear our cry, hear our mercy unto You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, Lord. We bless Your holy name, O God. Lead us and guide us, support us and strengthen us, O God. Let's pray. Pray for your boss, the place that you are working, the people with you. Pray that you will be a good example for them, that you will spread the word of God, that you will work diligently and honestly. Yes, Lord. Bless all the places of work of my brothers and sisters. O God, make them fruitful. Show them the way, how to be a good example. Help them to open their mouth and speak Your word and bring people into Your kingdom. Thank You, Jesus. And I pray also for faithfulness, that as they receive their salaries, they will bring to You what is due for You from tithes and offerings and first fruit in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those companies who have difficulties in finances, provide for them. O Lord, so that Your people, whatever pending salary, O Lord, I pray, they will receive in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, yes, Lord, hear our prayers. O Lord, help us and guide us. Bless the families. Bless each and every husband, that He will put you as a head in His, put you in His head as a leader over him, to lead his wife and children with Your ways, O God. I pray for every family to shine, for You to bring and bring fruit, to evangelize, to reach the lost, and to do Your will in full in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Jesus. Let's pray now for the nations of Sri Lanka, the nation of Ukraine. Let's pray for these two nations. Pray for the war in Ukraine, Lord, to be stopped. Protect our families, member there. I pray for us, Lord, for the sake of children, the old. Stop this war, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help Your people to recover, O God. And even I pray for Sri Lanka, O God. Pray for the economic crisis in it to be settled and resolved. And pray for our church there. Help them and guide them, provide for them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they will restore their wealth and their income in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the mission also in Sierra Leone. Lord, you know the situation was going on there on the ground, the lawlessness, the wickedness, and attacking that place of the ministry. Lord, we pray. Anointing of the Holy Spirit upon the worker that you are going to send there to do the work faithfully there. Use them mightily, O God. We pray for people to be saved. We pray for families and women and ladies to be reached out with the gospel of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray now for all our contacts, neighborhood, our also our relatives, our friends and classmates, and that people in contact every day in the market, in the workplace, in whatever places we move. Let's pray that the salvation of God will flow through us, reaching those people with the gospel. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Lord, we pray for souls to be saved from all our contacts, our relatives, our neighbors. Lord, our friends, our classmates, our college mates, our workmates. Lord, we pray that people will come to know you, Lord. We pray that you enable us to plant Bible studies, O God, in new congregations out of all these contacts and ministry that you place in our hands in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray. We pray for this country, UAE, where you place your church, and the rest of the places that your church extend, Oman, Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, also Sri Lanka, Sierra Leone. Lord, we pray also Nigeria, Uganda, wherever the church has extended through individual members, through families, through congregations, through ministries, through church school. We pray for your blessing upon all these places. We pray for all our logistic needs to be met there. We pray for all the need for documentations and authentication will be also well provided by you. We pray for whatever office we need. We trust you, God, we receive from you the office of the work of yours to continue to plant churches and congregations and do the work of yours faithfully. Bless the website of the church and use it mightily, O God, to reach the lost in the name of Jesus. O God, hear our prayers. Bless the vision that you give us to your church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. O God, we trust you, Lord, that you will be the one to fulfill it. O God, we pray, Lord, bless all the ministries of the church. Bless the church clinic, bless the church banking. Use all these ministries, bless the churches, bless all these ministries. Use them, O God, to bring help and support to the people who are in need. O Lord, let your will be done. Let the power of the Holy Ghost work mightily and effectively for your glory. O God, lead us. Guide us, strengthen us, Lord. Bless the farming ministry, O God. I pray. Bless the youth and the children ministry under the parents, O God. Bless the woman ministry, every woman under her husband leadership. Lord, we pray for a blessing, anointing upon all these ministries. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Pray for your supreme Lord. Refill me once again with the Holy Ghost, O God. I like and I want to go responding to your call to preach the gospel to the people who are far away, for the lost, O God, those who are forgotten, O Lord, those who are underprivileged, for the sick, O God, those in the prison, those having troubles. We are ready, O God, lead us and guide us, O Lord, to bring the message of salvation, the message of Jesus. Help us to be shining for you. We commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more love, peace, and joy, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, gentleness, and kindness, that we will be ready to forgive our enemies. We'll be ready to love even those who are hateful. Oh God, we pray for criminals to be changed and transformed. We pray for prostitutes. We pray for evildoers, oh God, that they will be touched by your love through our lives. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God. Guide us, strengthen us to go on and serve you, Lord. Lead us, oh God. Even, oh Lord, we pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more congregation. I pray for more people to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of healing, the gift of faith. We need that all from you, oh God. Gift of pastoring, teaching, evangelizing, gift of evangelism, gift of prophesying, Lord, whatever skills and talents we need, we trust you will provide. We pray for the anointing upon all the leaders, pastors, elders, the council of the church, that every one of us, even the parents, every individual member of the church, we pray anointing that we will do the work of yours faithfully. Oh God, hear our prayers. Even today, this worship anointed, oh God, anoint this recording, anoint the songs, the prayers, the message, the giving, all we trust you, Lord, in your hand. We thank you, Lord, even this recording. Use it, oh God, use it mighty to bring it, Lord, to the rest of the church members, the people who need it, even to the lost. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand in His presence. Let us sing to the Lord. Let's worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Thank you.
your peace reign in our hearts, O Lord God. Satisfy us, O Lord, and saturate us by your Holy Spirit. Truly, Lord God, as we stand in your presence, we commit ourselves not to fear anything, not to fear anyone, because you are with us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fear not. one who lives without you. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Lay in our hearts.
Free.
sacrifice on the cross, O Lord Jesus, because of the love we sustain, because of the love, that love, we are alive, we remain in your presence. Thank you for your love, O Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Let us sit in His presence to hear His word to us. Let us now, let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring it to the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness, for all that you give us and provide for us. And here, Lord, we bring to you our tithes and offerings and our first fruit. We bring it to the storehouse of God, so that there'll be food in your house. And Lord, I pray that you'll open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people who obey you. And pour us so much blessing that we'll have no place to keep. And Lord, rebuke the devourer in our life. And let all the nation know we are blessed by you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Give us a token of your goodness and love that our enemies may see it and put to shame. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go now to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Our message that we will going to tackle this week and next week is how to maintain your achievement from the life of King Rehoboam. We had studied before how Rehoboam and the people with him, how they work with God to build the things that God had entrusted to them after the division of the of 10 tribes from Judah. And let's now also go to the read from the life of King Rehoboam how we can maintain our achievement and how we can maintain our success by learning the pitfalls, the mistakes that this king and the people did. Let us learn from their mistakes how to maintain the achievement that God wants us to maintain for Him. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter 12. 2 Chronicles and chapter 12. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 16, the whole chapter. And it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and has to strengthen himself, he forsook the Lord of the Lord, and all Israel with him. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they have transgressed against the Lord, with 1,200 chariots and 3,000 horsemen, and the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt the Lubims, the Sukims, and the Thubians, and he took the vast cities which pertained to Judah and came to Jerusalem. And then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them. But I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be servants, that they may know, that they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdom of the countries. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took all, he carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and faced them and brought them again into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, that he would not destroy him altogether, and also in Judah things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned, for Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah and Ammonitess. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word to us today, to teach us your command and your way, to help us to understand your will, how to maintain the success and the victory that we have received from you, from the cross of Jesus. Teach us even now how to do what is right and do what is correct. Anoint my lips, put verses and scriptures. Let your message reach to your people to help them, O God, to grow, to understand their faults and mistakes, and they will repent and they will come back to you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What are the pitfalls and the mistakes, the sins that Rehoboam did and we should not avoid? There should be no period of coldness, backslidings, or leaving the service of the Lord. This is what we have read in the first verse. He says that when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. 3 years they were building everything good. After that, when everything was well, they go into backsliding. That is of no benefit to you. It will not help you. Don't belittle the grace of God And also don't belittle His goodness to you. The God wants you to continue to serve Him. They did not continue in the service of the Lord. You know, they did not continue to live for Him. You need to continue to serve God and you need to continue to live for Him. Some people, only they come to the Lord when they are in the troubles. And after the troubles leave, they are no more. This is not the way to live your life to God. This is, some people, they are just satisfied with their passing mark. They have a problem, they come to God, solve it, then they go back. But the passing mark for the Lord is total and persistent commitment unto Him. You must understand this, that you should not only come to God when you have a problem, but to continue to serve Him. King Rehoboam, he came to the Lord with the people because they have a problem. After 3 years, everything was burned, they forsook the Lord and they start to do nonsense. You know, put this in your mind. Any period of backsliding, goodness, moving away from serving the Lord, then it will be end up with another troubles or disaster in your life. You may ask, we may ask, you know, we have read in verse 2, and it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he said, because they had transgressed against the Lord. The question here, how they sinned, and they had transgressed against the Lord. You know, what we learn from here, that because they have sinned in their life, God allowed that disaster to come on them. Now here, leave the life of sin and hate sin as God hated. Now the question here, what they did wrong? What the transgression that they did against the Lord? We have not read it here, but if we go now to the book of 1 Kings, let's go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, and let's read the life of King Rehoboam there also, and let us read what they did wrong, what the transgression that they sinned against the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 21 to 31, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naama and Ammonitess. In verse 22, and Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord. That's where. After the 3 years, they start to do nonsense. They did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. And there were also, verse 24, they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land. And they did according to all the abominations of the nation which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Now these are the sin. And we continue in verse 25 to the end. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and all the treasures of the king of king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the seats of the gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen sheaths and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess, and Abijam, his son, reigned in his stead. Now here, let's go now, what they have done wrong that God allow this Shishak to come on them. Verse 22, they did even in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, they which had committed before all that their father, above all that their fathers had done. You know, God had given them resources. That's why they were able to build. They used these resources, they used the money, not only to do unnecessary things, but they have done things that the Lord have taught them not to do it. God told them, don't do this. They spend of what they have on the things that God had prohibited them. That's why they provoked God to jealousy with their sins. They did not commit themselves to the word of God, but they did the things, not only the unnecessary, but the things that God had prohibited them. Therefore, their sin was above the sin that their father had committed and done. Verse 23, you say here, for they also built them high places. They built high places, yeah? God give them money. The money they use it to build high places. What are the high places? The high places are places of worship. They are counterfeits. They are places of worship. But God had prohibited them from worshiping in the high places. He prohibited them. The worship was in the temple of God. They worship in the temple, but they don't like to, they go to the temple and they go to the high places. In the temple, they will be scrutinized by the priest. In the high places, they go to offer and spend on the things of their own. They spend according to their own will, because there, the priest will not tell them, don't do it. Nowadays, Christians, weekend, they are in the churches. The rest of the days of the week, they are doing their own. And shamefully, the pastors are silent. They will not tell them anything because they are afraid of the people. They will go away from the church. And that's why, you know, that's why you will find, because this is spending on unnecessary things. What will happen? That we will find bankruptcy in the life of the individuals, families, and the churches. That's why we will find people, families, and churches, they are in debt because they had spent their money and resources on the high places doing their own will. Hallelujah. This is how to prevent failures in your life. Don't do your own. What else they did? Verse 23, they built high places and images. Images are figures, idols. The people adore and love and honor and trust more than the word of God and His law in their life. Therefore, we as a church, we need to be very careful, discerning to distinguish these idols and to demolish them, so that people will not put their hope on these things, but to come back to the Word of God and to the Scriptures. See, they provoke God to jealousy. Yes, these are the things that will bring destruction. Because when you provoke God to jealousy, God will discipline and will give the rod of correction to His church, to His people, to bring them back to you. And what else? And groves. The groves, God had told them also clearly not to make groves in the book of Deuteronomy. We must understand what are these groves. So we can understand the application of it. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 21. He says, thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. He says, around the altars, don't plant gardens. These are gardens of trees. The purpose of these gardens, it is to beautify the place. The people will come, not they come to worship God, but they are attracted to the beauty of the place. And nowadays, the churches, they will do all what they can to attract people, but not with the law of God. They attract them with the music, with the lighting system, with the lasers, and with the dress, and with the food, and with the feast, and with the sound. Some churches are like discos, yeah. But God, in His word, say He is seeking worshiper who worship Him in spirit and in truth. We need to be also discerning. We will not make groves. We will not entice people by wrong ways, but by the law of God. And what else? And he say here, and grove on every hill and under every green tree, and verse 24, and there were also sodomites in the land. Sodomites are homosexuals. There were homosexuals in the land. They were tolerated, accepted. You know, homosexuality is not only sin like adultery, like stealing. Homosexuality is something abominable. God, it is something disgusting, something God hates, something loathsome, something God dislike. You know, in the book of Leviticus chapter 18, and verse 22. He says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with a womankind. It is abomination. Also incest and also bestiality, sex with animals are abomination. And that is what God had wrote in His word in the book of Leviticus. These are the abominable things. And also, we will read also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, and verse 31, he say, thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which He hateth. Abomination is something God hates. They have done unto their gods, for even their sons and their and their daughters, they have burned in the fire to their God. Don't burn your sons and your daughters by allowing them to practice the ungodly practices of the people who does not know God. That is another abomination that the Word of God is warning us. We should not ignite the jealousy of the Lord against us. In the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter 10 and verse 21 and verse 22, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? That is here. When we ignite the Lord to jealousy, when we do the wrong things that we have described, now we are igniting the wrath of God, His discipline, His wrath, that He is going to pour out on His people to discipline them in order to bring them back to Him. And you know, Jesus in Luke chapter 16 and verse 15, He said, and He said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed, highly respected, highly adorned, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Again, abomination. God hates. There are things you think that is good, you think that is nice, but these things God hates. We need to go back to His Word. We need to follow His ways and His commands. So that will bless us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is here the Lord is teaching us how to follow His way in the right manner. You know, and what He say? He say in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 24, you know, He said that, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. You know, when the believers will become like the non-believers or worse than the non-believers in their attitude, that is the time that God will send His wrath upon His church and upon His people to discipline them. And what He did with them, He gave them resources to build up. They used the resources to the wrong, unnecessary things and all things. God said to them, don't do it. And what He sent to them? He sent to them Shishak. We read about him. We had read about Shishak in 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 2, and it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they have transgressed against the Lord. He stayed with the 1,200 chariots and 3,000 horsemen, and the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubim, the Sukim, and the Ethiopians, and he took the fenced cities which pertain of Judah and came to Jerusalem. And we have read in the book of Kings, he took all the golden sheaves that Solomon had made. You know, the meaning of Shishak is greedy for fine linen. God sent him to ransack His church, His people at that time, because they have forsaken the Lord. And the Lord will do the same even now. Bankruptcy, theft, pandemics, penalties, economic crisis, all this Shishak like, so that what the people wasted on unnecessary and abominable things, on their high places to sacrifice to their own will, God will discipline them for that. You know what he's saying, what we have read, that King Rehoboam replaced them with a shield of brass. That's not stewardship. That is impoverishment. Because because God allowed Shishak to take all the resources of his people to discipline them, because they have done wrong things. Let me tell you something. If we behave, this very important point. If we behave, if we don't do wrong, if we obey God, follow His law, let Shishak come. But all what we have, it will be preserved. It will be not touched. It will be protected. Hallelujah. And we will not be affected by that talk of Shishak. God willing, let's continue next week. But now let's repent. Come to the Lord. Backsliding, coldness. You don't want to serve God. You are reserving. Don't forsake the Lord. Don't transgress against the Lord. Repent and come back from your sin. Lord, I repent. I'm coming back to you. Oh God. Lord, we cry out for mercy. Forgive, oh God. Repent and come back to God. Leave all the high places, your own will. Forsake them. Lord, I cannot live without you. Oh Lord, I'm willing to continue to serve you and do the work of yours, oh God. Lead us. Oh Lord, lead us to continue to maintain our success. Don't allow, oh God, the devil. Oh Lord, we repent. We're coming back to you, Lord. Help us, oh God. Lead us. Support us. Support your church. Support your workers. Your servants. Those who are willing to serve you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. Jesus, thank you for the victory we have in you. Lord. Thank you for the victory we have in you. Thank you for your word you give us. Give us a clear understanding. Thank you, Lord, for your teaching to us. Take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Bless your servants, the workers, the families, the pastors, the evangelists, those dedicated their life back to you, Lord. Bless them. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the Lamb of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Fear not, I am with you, says the Lord.
Fear not, for I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.